Jerry, Jerry, Shotwell, Shotwell, 38-year-old young man comes in today complaining of cough, congestion, body ache, along with his wife and his daughter. He says he's not married to the woman, but they've been together for 5 years, period. He doesn't drink, he smokes a little bit, in quotation, period. He works for a trucking company, he's a truck driver, he's trying to get his safety degree and to get a desk job, period. Family history, diabetes, father, dad, stroke, dad, myocardial infarction, and skin cancer, mom. Allergy, none. Social, that's about family. Surgery, no surgery. Medical problems, none. Medications, none. Review of system, along with cough, congestion, body ache, sore throat, lymphadenopathy in the neck. He's also complaining of spot over his left side, lower abdomen, flank area. He's concerned about kidney stone. He's never had any kidney stone. Nobody in his family has ever had a kidney stone, period. His man, where is his pee sample? His urinalysis today. Thank you. Negative leukocytes, negative nitrates, and negative blood, period. New paragraph, on exam, he's alert, he's awake, he weighs 189 pounds, no weight loss, no weight gain. 98.1, 100% oxygen, 20, 107, 119 over 76, heart positive, swan positive, two. Lungs clear, abdomen soft. There's tenderness noted over the left flank, minimal, 2 out of 10 pain level, skin shows no rash or mucosa with anglesia, neurological non-focal, anterior and posterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Assessment number 1. Cough, congestion, sore throat, number 2, positive strep, number 3, negative flu, negative COVID, number 4, urinalysis, totally negative, number 5, ultrasound of the abdomen is totally negative, number 6, I did not see any stones, number 7, I did not see any hydronephrosis, number 8, I told him that if he doesn't get any better, he definitely needs a CT scan, number 9, he does have lymphadenopathy in his neck, number 10, gallbladder within normal limits, number 11, the pain is on the left side, but nevertheless, abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits, next number. Because of his vertigo, we did a carotid ultrasound and strong family history of stroke. There's minimal calcification in his carotid. Nixon's findings discussed with patient. Nixon's patient was sent home with a MOXO 500 BID times 10 days. Again, if he doesn't get any better, if he gets worse, he will return and we'll have a CT scan of the abdomen done. Next number, he did have diarrhea a few days ago because he had food poisoning, but does not have any history of diverticulosis, diverticulitis. And definitely the abdominal exam is not consistent with the surgical abdomen. And furthermore, he doesn't want any further testing at this time. He wants to try the antibiotic and go from there. Findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you. Bye.